360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. That's the sound of Jacob Mizorowski just trying to get around at this whole Little League event that the Brewers were so fortunate to be a part of on Sunday. Outcome of the game notwithstanding, joined now by host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. That's the sound that you sent on over, Dom. You spent some time with Miz and Yelly and some of the other guys as they were absorbed by the throngs of Little Leaguers.
Oh, man, it was that's an understatement. It was incredible. I'm still coming down a little bit of just the energy that was in that city and just the sort of welcoming attitude everybody in Williamsport and everybody in the Little League World Series had to, like, thank you for being here. We know it's a big deal. We know it's a disruption to your schedule. And you go in thinking, like, here we go, just another appearance. But it couldn't have been further from the truth. It was awesome. It was electric. And I just really think everybody had a great time. It was definitely beyond all expectations.
You know what's fascinating about it is that it wasn't just the game. You know, a lot of people just watched the game last night and they're in this small park and that's kind of neat. But it started from the moment they got off the plane.
It was awesome. It was really well orchestrated the way that, you know, the folks at the Little League World Series, the Brewers, Major League Baseball, all coordinated, you know, to have a couple of teams waiting while they arrived on the tarmac. And then a handful of guys I was on the bus with. William Contreras, Jackson Churio, Christian Yelich, Bryce Turang, Garrett Mitchell, and of course Miz. They're on a bus with two of the teams, Team Great Lakes and Team Dominican Republic. So it was just so cool to have that little one-on-one interaction on the bus, and then you arrive, and it's just throngs and throngs of 12-year-olds who are just screaming their heads off for all of the players, mind you. I posted the video of Miz. But they knew every single Brewer that was walking up that hill, and that was super impressive. And sort of like Yelly said earlier, he was like, they know you from the show, but you also realize, like, they play a video game, more people watch than you realize, and it was just kind of a moment where it comes full circle for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I think we talk about this, a lot of people who have nonprofit lives, right? They volunteer for things, whatever. And they always say, you know, well, I get back more than I give and things like that. In this situation, I'm also sensing, just based on what manager Pat Murphy was saying during the game, what we've heard from some of the guys of, I don't know, our young ball players here on this Brewers team probably got back a lot more than what they gave even to these little leaguers.
I think the way that the team walked into this, because the Brewers have never done anything like this, right? They haven't done these sort of events, these marketing initiatives that Major League Baseball puts on where it's like, you are the story and you are the show. But I think that the way that the young players took it, because none of these players had ever played in Williamsport. None of these players were on a team when they were 12 years old that made it to the Little League World Series. So they really came in with fresh eyes just from what they had seen on TV. And it just, again, I walked away from that really smiling and energetic about the direction that the game is going and the direction that the marketing initiatives are one thing, but just sort of kids having joy to see big league players in their presence just made everybody realize, okay, yeah, we are on a little bit of a different fame pedestal than maybe we think we are. And being an example is just a great way to be, you know, reminded in an event like this.
WDTMJ Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio joining us live from New York, where the Brewers start a series with the Mets tomorrow night. Okay, so they lost the game. What does that make for the tiebreaker scenario now with the Phils if they end up tied at the end of the year?
Yeah, with the Braves. So the way that right, it works, because the if in the event they are both division winners and finish with the same record at the end of the season, normally the first tiebreaker is the head-to-head, you know, who won the season series. Well, it's 3-3. So the next tiebreaker goes to your interdivision record, meaning how did you do against your own division? Currently, the Brewers have 7 more games remaining than the Braves do against their own division. Now, the Braves have one of the best records against their own division because they've got 2 kind of tanking teams at the bottom of it right now with the Nationals. I want to say the Nationals are tanking, but they're not playing well. And then the Mets. But the Mets have played better lately, too. But the Brewers, obviously, the division has been one of the most competitive divisions in all of baseball. So that's something that come up. But hey, as I pointed out to people, then just don't finish tied. You still got 162 games. Like, don't finish tied. Just finish with one more win than them. And maybe you don't have to worry about it. Maybe we're just laughing about the fact that maybe these are the two teams that end up with the byes. And maybe the Dodgers are the ones that are going to that wild card series. So that's why this matters, that it's going to come down to literally the very last game of the year, since the Brewers and the Braves both end with divisional opponents.
Mentioned an off day for everybody today. What's everybody doing today, Dom?
I hope sleeping, because it was a lot yesterday. I mean, energy outflow. It was going on. I am not one of those people. I am getting on a bird and flying to my assignments with TBS coming up this week to Atlanta. So ain't no rest for the wicked. How about that?
I like it. 8:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks, Dom. Brewers and Mets will go tomorrow. That'll be a 6:10 first pitch our time.